Hey, now, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and guess what? We are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. I'm excited because this is just an exciting time. I think when we look at all that's happening in the world and we look at everything that's going on from the debate about minimum wage to what's happening with race relations, the truth is at the end of the day, we get an opportunity to wake up, to look up, to get up, and to try and do this thing all over again. So I want to just start today and get right into it because I have a lot of information to share. And I want to talk a little bit about what it means to write a vision. And so when I think about writing a vision, I certainly cannot ignore the scripture that comes from Habakkuk 2:2. And it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that reads it." So write the vision and make it plain. Why do you write the vision? You write the vision so that there is a record of whatever it is that you dream of, that you think of, and where you want to go. And so many people ask me, Lynn, I want to create multiple streams of income, but I don't know what to do. I want to build multiple streams of income, but I don't know where I should start. I want to create multiple streams of income, but I don't know what my skills are. I want to create multiple streams of income, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. Well, I'm telling you that everybody, I said everybody can be an entrepreneur. Everybody can have multiple streams of income. Everybody can be a consultant doing something. And guess what? Everybody can write a book. Let me repeat, everybody can write a book. So today's million-dollar topic is Income Streams 101, Income Streams 101, write your book. That's right. It's time for you to write your book. Now, you might be thinking, how am I going to write a book? Because you go to the bookstore, you go to Barnes & Noble, you go to the library, and it seems intimidating. It seems quite overwhelming. It seems as if whoever wrote these books, they must be really smart. Now, I will acknowledge that anybody who wrote a book on aeronautical engineering or biochemistry or some other kind of topic or some other kind of subject that I have no knowledge about and most of us have no knowledge about, well, yes, maybe those people are really smart. But the truth is, you don't have to be smart to write a book. Let me tell you something. You do not have to be smart to write a book. Your experience is your intelligence. And as a matter of fact, whatever it is that you have experienced, you are more intelligent, you are more wise in that experience than anybody else because it's your experience. So when you think about a stream of income and you think about a book being a stream of income, let me tell you a little bit about how I got it. I remember being, hey, everybody. I hope you all can hear me, because I hear a whole lot of stuff happening in my headphones, so I hope that it's not interrupting. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Today's million-dollar topic is Income Streams 101, write your book. So let me tell you how I got here. I started out helping people get their mortgages to buy their first home or their second home or buy investment property. I've helped people from all walks of life. I've helped people buy single-family homes, multi-unit buildings, commercial property. I remember helping WVON with the big historic purchase on 87th Street. Yes, that was me. I helped to put that deal together. As a matter of fact, I put that deal together. Well, at some point when I was moving into another space in my career, people wanted me to teach. People wanted me to speak. And I'll never forget leaving one company. And the president of WVON, in fact, asked me to speak at the financial seminar that took place every year. And she asked me if I had a book. And I said, yes, but I really didn't. But I made that book happen. And I made that book happen from my own experience. And unfortunately for me, my experience was living check to Monday. I knew how to write all about that. You see, check to check was a blessing. I was praying to live check to check, but I didn't have enough money to get from Friday to Monday. And so I thought, wow, I should write about this experience. And I remember as I sat by the computer and I began to type, and I just began to type what came to me. And I wrote that the love of money is the root of all evil. And I was like, no, wait a minute. It's the lack of money. Because if people had enough, they wouldn't be mad. They'd wake up and they'd be able to handle their bills and take care of their business. So that was the first sentence in my book, Living Check to Monday. The lack of money is the root of all evil. And when I wrote that first sentence, I said, that's it. And I began to write and write and write. So I'm talking to you today about a stream of income that absolutely everybody can do. And I know what you're already thinking. You're probably thinking, Lynn, I can't write a book. Lynn, I can't even write. Some people, you know, have an issue, and you guys know if you have followed me on social media that I started the Where Was Everybody When, and we're talking about the difference between two, two, and two, T-W-O, T-O-O, and T-O, there, T-H-E-I-R, there, T-H-E-R-E, and there, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E. Well, let me tell you something. It's not even that deep, because you don't have to have proper grammar. You don't have to have exact grammatical and editing skills in order to write the book. The whole idea is to get your thought out of your head. Let me repeat. Get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper, and then you can hire someone to edit it. Let me give you something even better. Maybe you don't want to write the book at all. Maybe this is not something that you'll use in terms of, or that you'll do in terms of pen to paper. You may dictate your book. That's right. You may speak your book. You know, one of the interesting things that I learned about Joyce Meyer is this. Every time she does a speech, every time she shows up on TV, every time she has a message, I think she turns that message into a book. Think about it. If someone's standing up speaking for 45 minutes, then technically everything that they said is either a book or a few chapters in a book. So I'm encouraging you to step out, and I'm going to tell you some people who stepped out with me and wrote their books. I remember first starting the Wealth Experience, and I told the women, write your book. And so many women wrote their first book. Alicia Bowens, Jamie Gill, Bernada Nicole Baker, Michelle Thornton, Senior Vice President at BB. When I first started working with MC Light, she had a speaking engagement at The Ohio State University. And it was a Friday. We were preparing. I said, do you have a book? The event was next Friday. She said, no. I said, well, send me everything you've ever said that's positive. She did. We got it on Monday. And by Friday, we had a book. So I'm going to give you the book writing steps, because we are talking about income streams 101. And the income stream that I'm talking about today is to write your book. Because when you write what's in your heart, when you write what's in your mind, when you write what's in your spirit, when you write the lesson that you learn, then you give the reader the ability to run with it. And when you give somebody the ability to run, when you give somebody the ability to learn from what you have made mistakes on, or the mistakes that you have made, someone else can learn from, then you are pouring into the kingdom. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We will be right back after news and traffic with Annette Flournoy. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Legacy for your loved ones. Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm taking calls today, so you can pick up the phone and dial 312 312- 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. The million-dollar topic of the day is Income Streams 101. I'm going to do a whole series of shows about income streams that you may have never thought of, or maybe you thought about it, but you didn't quite know how to actualize it. So Income Streams 101, write your book. So the first thing that you have to know about writing a book is that anybody can do it. You don't have to have a degree in anything. All you have to do is be alive and breathe. I wouldn't even say you have to know how to talk, because there are people who don't know how to talk or who don't know how to speak who can still write a book. You don't even have to know how to write, because if you cannot physically write the book yourself, then you can speak the book. You can say what it is that you would want someone to read. So ultimately what I'm saying is there's no excuse. Anybody can write a book. You can write a book, you can write a book, you can write a book, everybody can write a book, and this can become one of your income streams. Why is this an income stream? Because if you get the opportunity to speak someplace, or if you get the opportunity to go to a book fair, or if you get the opportunity to be a workshop presenter on anything, you could write a book about cooking, about cleaning, about raising children. You can write a book for adults. You can write a book for children. You can write a book of short stories. You can write a book of prayers. You can write a book of how-tos. It can be step 1 through 10 or 1 through 5. You can write a story. You can write a fiction book, a nonfiction book. Anybody can write a book if you simply take the time and believe in yourself. So I'm going to go through the steps of writing a book, and I'm going to break it down into parts. So part one is, how are you going to get the book out of you? All right. So the first step is getting the book out of you. And you are literally going to type at a computer. That's what I do. I type all of my books. I don't physically write them. Some of my books I have adapted from speeches that I have spoken, or a keynote address that may have taken place, and it was recorded, and I was able to take some of it, but I still had to edit it. But in most cases, I simply sit at the computer and I type. And as I begin to type, I never really know what I'm going to say. It just comes out, whatever I'm thinking or feeling at that moment. So the other thing that you need to know about writing a book is that you don't have to have it all together. Maybe what you have is just the subject. Maybe you have an outline. Maybe you have an idea about what you want to say. But if you try to spend too much time putting that idea together, then you may never get it done. So I'm going to say, either sit at the computer and type, or pull out your pen and paper and your journal and write, or just speak it into a dictaphone or some kind of recording mechanism so that you can get the idea out there. Now, there are programs that will type as you write. For example, Dragonfly. So if you want to speak it, you turn on the program, and as you begin to talk, then the program begins to type what it is that you are saying. So there are many ways to get it done. The next thing that I would say in terms of writing your book is to write 10 questions that relate to what you want to talk about in your book. So, for example, how do you clean a home? How do you teach someone to ride a bike? How do you start a business? How do you help someone who needs home health care? How do you, whatever it is, write 10 questions. Ask yourself the questions. They can be any questions, because once you begin to ask questions, then you, being the person who has the answers, your book is ultimately going to be those answers. Now, if you are writing a short story, or if you are writing fiction, then it becomes a little different. But even in your fiction writing, you may want to ask the question, what is it that I want to convey? Is there a story I want to tell? Is there a main character? So just begin to ask yourself the questions, and sooner or later, the answers will come out of you. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are creating millionaires, one family at a time. And today's topic is Income Streams 101, write your book. Everybody who I know, who I work with, writes a book. If you really want to take your game to the next level, if you are someone who is on TV or not, If you are someone who is an entertainer, if you want a foundation, if you want to empower people, I always say have your book. When MC Light went to that speaking engagement, that very first one, she spoke to the students, and when she got done, they bought her book. So that became another income stream, and that's how we have funded many of our scholarships. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host. You can follow me at Lynn Millionaire or go to LynnMillionaire.com. Anybody can listen anywhere, anytime, but right now we have to take a break. For news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy, we will be right back, and I'm going to keep telling you the instructions on what to do to write your book. Don't turn that dial.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. And right now, I feel like I am the voice of the people, people who want to develop income streams. And I'm telling you that everybody can approach a million-dollar net worth. Everybody can be a millionaire. And yes, everybody can also write a book. I've already said everybody's an entrepreneur. I've already said everybody can have multiple streams of income. These are not things that are reserved for those who were born with silver spoons in their mouths. As a matter of fact, if they were, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was not born wealthy or rich or any of that. As a matter of fact, I grew up in the least of the most or the least of circumstances, if you will. So if I can do it, I'm telling you, anyone can. So today's million-dollar topic is Income Streams 101. Write your book. I already started off by saying the first thing you're going to do is get it out of your head. You're either going to write it, you're going to type it on the computer, or you're going to say it into a recording device, or you can do the best. You can actually take advantage of the best of both worlds, and you can get an app like Dragonfly so that when you are talking, it will also type as you talk. So that's step number one. Number two, I'm going to tell you to ask yourself some questions. So write the questions that you think you can answer. So it can be how to, what do I do if, where do you go? If it's a short story or if it's fiction, then you can put the questions such as who are the characters, what is their story, what's going to happen to them in the beginning, the middle, and the end. Where are the twists and the turns? So as you begin to write your own questions, then the answers will come out of you. The next thing that I'm going to say is to answer the questions that you write in your own words. Once again, answer those questions in your own words. There are no rules. So I'm getting so many people, thank you so much for following me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn or wherever you are, or if you're listening to the podcast, thank you. I'm getting so many people asking this question. Do I have a recommendation for the length of the book? Yes, I have a recommendation. There is no recommendation. There are no rules to writing a book. A book can be as long as you like. It can be as short as you like. It can be any size that you like. It can have any number of pages that you like. Your book can have 3 pages. Now, I don't know how you're going to put that together in something, but, you know, it can be a pamphlet. It can be, have you seen those little books that fit in the palm of your hand? There are no rules for the book. So it all depends on what it is that you want to present to the world. And guess what? There are no rules for that. I'm also going to tell you to get your document. Once you have your book out of your head and it's onto paper, by whatever means you got it there, whether you wrote it, whether you typed it, or whether you used an app like Dragonfly that will actually type on the screen as you talk. Once you have it out of your head, get 2 or 3 people to actually read what it is that you wrote, okay? So get some ideas. Get some feedback. Ask them what they think about what you wrote. Ask them, does it flow properly? Maybe you intended to say something one way, and it didn't come out quite that way. Maybe your book is too technical. Maybe there's an easier way to do it. Maybe it's great. Maybe you have some jokes in there that are really funny. So get somebody outside of you to take a look at what you've written and actually take their advice. Don't get your panties in an uproar if they tell you to do something different. Now, I hate to be so graphic that way, but a lot of times when we create something, we take ownership of it like it's ours, and we get offended when anybody says anything. So I don't want you to get offended if somebody says something. I don't want you to get offended. I actually want you to take the constructive criticism and go to the next level with it. So you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm talking about writing your book. This is a viable income stream. If you want to be an expert on a TV show or a radio show or a podcast, let me tell you something. Content is king right now, and anybody can create content. If you have an idea, if you have a gift, if you have a mission, if you have a vision, then it's up to you to get it out. You don't have to wait for somebody to invite you to be on any kind of major platform. You can create your platform yourself. You can start a YouTube channel. You can start a LinkedIn page. You can start a Facebook page. You can start Instagram. You can get your message out any way possible. And then your book becomes a part of your expertise, if you will. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We're creating millionaires one family at a time. And the way we're doing it today, we are talking about Income Streams 101, Write Your Book. Okay, so now that you've got the book out of your head and you've got the book onto something that can be delivered to other people, because the scripture that we talked about earlier says write the vision and make it plain so the reader can run with it. So when I wrote Living Check to Monday, and I'm going to show you this book. See, this book is not a big deal. It's power-packed with a lot of information. However, I didn't want the book to be really long. I had so many books about money, and I hadn't read any of them, and my money was funny and my change was strange. So what I figured is, let me write a book that's short, smooth, easy to read. It's laugh out loud funny. If you go to the dentist or the doctor's office, or you have to sit and wait on a train, a plane, or a bus, or what have you, you can read this book in that sitting. Excuse me. You can read this book in that sitting, because here's what I realized. When people have money problems, they cannot concentrate for 200 pages. We can't concentrate that long. We need to get it real fast, real quick, so this book serves that purpose. Look at it. It's thin. There are no rules. But I knew the book was powerful because people began to tell me, oh, my God, Lynn, I'm doing the 10, 10, 30, 50. There are 7 steps in this book, and if you follow the 7 steps, it'll get you to the next level. Now, let me show you another book that I did. I did the sequel. And it's a workbook, okay? So this book is a little bigger. It's a workbook. It has scriptures. It's got room for you to write and journal. So what I'm saying to you is this. It's up to you. You have the power. The power is in your hands. When I helped MC Light put Unstoppable together, we essentially took a lot of her positive sayings, because she's been in the industry for 30 years. And, you know, when people hear her voice, it feels and it sounds like the truth. So we took a lot of her positive sayings, her quotes, and we put them together in a book. And we put the quotes together like this. So the text is kind of large. It's not a really long book. And each page has a life lesson that you can take. And it's different font. It's different sizes. So it's a little bit of everything, right? So you don't have to stick to a script. You don't have to stick to what you've seen. Your book is your voice. It's your vision. It's your thought. And you're going to put it out there in the world for other people to read and run with it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire, or go to LynnMillionaire.com for more advice. Now, if you have a question about writing your book, something that you've been thinking of, now is the time to call me, 312-374-8130. I will take your calls live, and I will answer your questions. Okay, so once you have the document, and then you get a cover, you get a graphic designer to create a front cover and a back cover and a spine. Let me repeat. You're going to get a graphic designer, and if it's a graphic designer who's worth their weight, you know, who's worth anything, they'll know what to do when you tell them you need a book cover. They're going to ask you for the size of the book. The average size of a book, you know, a small book that you see, just that average book that you see on the shelf, is 5.5 by 8 inches, 5.5 by 8 inches. So they'll create a book cover for you, but you can have your book be any size that you want it to be. It doesn't have to fit that prototype, but that's the average size. So you're going to get a cover. You're going to get a spine. You also have to get an ISBN number, okay? You're going to get an ISBN. The ISBN identifies your book and makes it separate and distinct from any other book on the planet. I repeat, the ISBN number separates your book from any other book on the planet, and it makes it distinctly yours. Even if there's another book out there with the same title or a similar title, your ISBN will distinguish your book from all other books. And if you want to list that book on Amazon or on any of the platforms, that ISBN number is required. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news and traffic, but we'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We're creating millionaires one family at a time. And today's million-dollar topic is Income Streams 101, write your book. Yes, write your book. Here's the deal. You don't know when, where, or how your book might be needed. Let me repeat. You don't know when, where, or how your book might be needed. If you're good at something, you have no idea when someone's going to call for you. If you're good at anything, if you know anything, if you've had any kind of experience, what kind of experience? Anything. Have you overcome anything? Have you survived something? Did you struggle? Do you have a testimony? Do you have a message? You see, there is no message without a mess, and there is no testimony without a test. So your testimony or your test, your message or your mess could be the very thing that you need to put into a book so that you can help someone else. You have no idea. One of my dear colleagues, Ingrid Levon, she has a book, Living After Divorce, and she talks about being divorced twice and getting married three times. Let me tell you something. She's an expert at both, at all of those, getting divorced and getting married. But let me tell you what she knows how to do. She knows how to get rid of toxic relationships, and she knows how to find new relationships. She knows how to go to the next level with her situation. She knows how not to stay depressed, She knows what it means to be depressed, but she also knows how to get out of depression and to go and find your dream and to go and find and to fix yourself while you're finding your dream. My colleague, Tamaya Davis, she endured a tragic accident at a very young age that left her disfigured, They said she would never walk or talk. When you see her, she's beautiful. So she's written a book called Fatal to Fierce. And I'm telling you, there are things in all of these books that can help someone survive. So what I'm saying to you is this. What have you endured? What have you survived? What can you teach? What do you know? If you have something, anything in you, and if you get it out, guess what? You can create an income stream for yourself. More importantly, you can create a legacy that will last a lifetime for generations to come. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm taking calls at 312-374-8130. I'm giving you the steps to write your book. The first one I said is to get it out. Write it, talk it, tell it any kind of way. Let Dragonfly type it for you. However you have to do it, get it out there. Write 10 questions and then answer those questions. The next thing is to answer those questions in your own words, in your own voice. Here's the next thing. Get it onto paper. Get it printed and let someone else read it and let them give you some constructive criticism and some feedback. Remember, there are no rules. There's no length. There's no size. You don't even have to have a title for your book to write the book. Just write the book. Now, my last four books, I had the titles and I didn't have the book. I had the stuff to go in it, but it wasn't organized in a fashion for me to deliver it. But now it's ready, and I'm excited because everybody's excited about the title. But you don't have to have a title. The next thing you're going to do is get your ISBN. That's like your fingerprint, okay? The ISBN is basically the fingerprint for your book. It distinguishes your book from any other book. The next thing you're going to do is get it on Amazon and all of the digital platforms. I can tell you how to do that. The other thing that you have to make sure you do, especially if your book has some kind of idea, you may want to register your work at the WGA.org, www.wga.org. You can go to the East or the West website, depending on where you are in the United States of America. So then you have copywritten and protected your idea. The other thing that you want to do is get your book formatted, okay? So you have to get the words on the page and make it look like a book. You have to get all that stuff done, and we've got the resources to help you do that. Lastly, you want to get your book printed. I've got places that can get your book printed in 48 hours. One of my colleagues, I wanted her to have her book at Essence Fest. She didn't have the book. I said, you'll have it in 2 days, okay? So there are places that can print your book. It's going to cost you a little bit more to get your book printed in 48 hours. But if you've got 30 days, then I've got some place that can print a 100-page book and, you know, for about $1 per book. So I want you to get on this train. I want you to get your income streams going. And I'm going to take a call right now from Natalie. Natalie, you're on WVON. Natalie, do you have a question for me?
Okay. I was wondering, how do you get it on into print, and do you have to pay for the ISBN number, and how do you ensure someone doesn't steal your idea? Do you need an attorney?
You don't need an attorney, technically, but if you want to pay for an attorney, feel free to do that. I've just given the instructions for the ISBN. Yes, you do have to pay for it. I recommend that you get a block. I think the ISBN is somewhere around $10, $15. I forget how much it costs. But if you will email booklyn@sunnygirl.com, or if you will go to lynnmillionaire.com and connect with me somehow, reach out to one of the contacts on that website, I can help you. If you follow me on social media, if you're on Instagram, click the link in my bio and then click Ask Lynn or Get Help or email booklyn@sunnygirl.com. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We got to go. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.